أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائه أجمعين، من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you remember, I was talking about truthfulness. I talked about the importance and significance of truthfulness. I also shed light on the meaning of the concept of truthfulness, bringing to light its different dimensions. The third discussion that I was talking about was the different functions of truthfulness. I touched some of the functions of truthfulness. In this session, will be again devoted to the matter of the function of truthfulness. We will come to know what are the uses of truthfulness. What will happen if we are truthful? What advantages will we gain if we are truthful? Another advantage of being truthful is that if you are truthful, you will have a clean life. You see, lives could be of different kinds and different categories. Some lives are not pure. They are corrupt. They are unclean. Wife does not speak the truth and is not sincere with his husband. Wife is not sincere with her husband, and husband is not sincere with his wife. They live under one roof, but they are pulled apart from each other. They lie with each other. They deceive each other. Their life is based on deceit. Their life is based on fraud. Their life is based on corrupt and evil deeds. So such a life is not a clean life. Such a life is full of dirt. It is very filthy. It is very hateful. But on the contrary, there are lives that are very pure, very clean, and very praiseworthy. Look at the lives of the prophets. How did they live? They were very much honest. They were truthful. They lived a life that was full of sincerity and honesty. They did not try to deceive anyone. They did whatever they could in order to guide others, in order to lead others towards salvation and prosperity. And they were ready to tolerate each kind of pressure for the sake of honesty and for the sake of truth. They were ready to accept any kind of oppression But you are not ready to give up the principle of truth. So therefore their lives were very much clean. And we honor them because of their honesty. We remember them because of their honesty. They had Hayat Tayyiba. They had a clean life. They had a very good life. So this kind of people will live forever in our memory. We will not forget such kind of people. We do not forget about the prophets. Even if you study other cases, you will find non-prophets, people who are not prophet, and they are remembered because of their life, because of their honesty. Why do we remember them? We remember them because they were honest. We remember them because they were truthful. We remember them because they were good. Look, for example, at the personality of Gandhi, the Indian leader. He was not a prophet. And he did not claim to be such a figure. But he is remembered, not only because of his nationalist behavior, but because of his honest deeds, because of his belief in good, and because of his belief in honesty. He did not follow any wrong strategy. He did not follow any wrong principle. He believed in certain principles, and he was practicing those principles, and he was encouraging others to follow those principles. And because of all this, he is remembered, not only in India, but also elsewhere. Same is the case with other leaders, other important leaders. They were also honest, theoretically and practically. So lives are of different kinds. Some lives are clean, honest, and some lives are not clean and honest. Those who live an honest life, those who lead a truthful life, they will be loved by their relatives, by their people, and by everyone. And those who do not lead a clean life, instead live a sinful life, they will not be remembered. As soon as they die, they will be forgotten. They will be put into oblivion, not remembered by anyone. So to live a good life, to live an honest life, is very important. And therefore, this is our holy Imam, Imam Kazim, he says, "Man sadaqa lisanuhu zaka amaluhu." He who speaks the truth, he who is truthful, will lead an honest life. He who is truthful will lead a truthful life, a clean life. And if you live a clean life, you will be a winner, both in this world as well as in the hereafter. You will be remembered. You will be paid attention to. So this is also one of the advantages of being truthful. Another advantage of being truthful is that it brings about salvation. It brings about health. If you are in search of a healthy life, if you are in search of salvation and prosperity, go towards truthfulness. Adhere to the principle of truthfulness. The more you follow this principle, the more you will be prosperous. The more you follow this strategy, the happier you will be. You will lead a happy life if you are truthful. Happiness is not something abstract beyond our reach. We can reach happiness through certain acts, through certain deeds. Islam tells us what to do. And if we act upon the teachings of Islam, of course we will attain salvation, we will attain happiness. There are many nowadays who are complaining, saying that they are suffering from despair, they are suffering from disappointment, they are suffering from loneliness and solitude. And they complain against different things. How can one get rid of all this psychological illness? How can overcome such kind of difficulties? Islam has practical advices in this regard. Be truthful, be honest. If you are honest, you will overcome your psychological problems. You will overcome your despair. You will have hope in the future. Your future will be bright and not gloomy. All this can be achieved by following the principle of truthfulness. And that is why this is Imam Ali, the commander of the faithful, who says, "Aqibatu sidq najatun wa salama." What is the consequence of truthfulness? The consequence of truthfulness, according to Imam Ali, is salvation and health. You will attain a healthy life. You will attain salvation. You will attain happiness if you lead an honest life. Experience also confirms the same things. If you study your day-to-day life, if you study the life of your neighbors, of those with whom you are acquainted, you will come to know that they are the same. Those who are honest, those who are truthful, they are the winners. And they have each and everything. But those who are not honest, those who are dishonest, those who are corrupt, those who deceive others, they are not attaining any happiness. You might say that, yes, in our surrounding there are people who are not honest, but still they are very much prosperous and they lead a very comfortable life. I agree with you. Yes, there are certain people, they gain something through cheating, through illegal ways. Yes. But this kind of prosperity, this kind of victory is not perpetual. It will not continue for long. Soon or late, the mystery of the life of a deceitful person will be discovered. Soon or late, his secrets will be unveiled. And once his secrets are unveiled, then his life will be ruined. His victory will be turned into defeat. And he will lose each and everything he has gained. This is one point. Another point is that those who are apparently prosperous and those who have achieved their wealth, their dignity through illegal ways, maybe they are outwardly they are happy. We think they are happy. The society thinks they are happy. Ordinary people like me and you think that they are happy. But as a matter of fact, in the heart of their hearts, they will not be happy. They have conscience. And their conscience is questioning him every now and then. When he goes to sleep, his conscience gets awakened and starts questioning. And that is why there are many who are well off, who are well to do, but they cannot sleep. But they cannot sleep at night. They cannot take rest. They do not live a peaceful life. They are deprived of tranquility. Why? All this is because of the fact he is not in adherent of the principle of honesty and truthfulness. Were he truthful, were he an honest person, he would have a peaceful mind, he would have a peaceful life. And that is why Imam Ali stresses here that the consequence of truthfulness is salvation. Look, he says the consequence. Maybe. Apparently you might suffer. You might have problem. In the long run, you will be prosperous. But in the short term, you might be suffering from certain difficulties. You might face certain problems. But these problems will not continue for long. Soon or late, these problems will be overcome and you will reach the stage of prosperity and the stage of happiness. This is another advantage of being truthful. Yet there is another advantage for being truthful. If you are truthful, you will be known as a person who is truthful. The neighborhood will know you as a truthful person. The society in which you live will regard you as a truthful person. Your friends and your colleagues, all of them will regard you as a truthful person. What will happen? If everybody with whom you are acquainted regards you as a truthful person, what will happen? The consequence will be very much good. They will trust you. They will believe in you. And they will rely on you. All this cannot be done without being honest. All this cannot be done without being truthful. It is by following the principle of truthfulness that you can earn all these dignities and honors. Let me ask a question from you. When you go shopping, which shop do you like to go to visit? I think you will buy something from a shop and from a shopkeeper who is honest. You will not go to a shopkeeper who is dishonest, who deceives. And same is the case with each and everything. The milk you buy, the sugar you buy, the items you buy, whatever you buy from a person who is honest, who is truthful. So if you are truthful, the society will honor you. And people at your surrounding will honor you, will trust you. And as a result, your business will prosper. Your life will prosper. And you will have a dignified life and you will have a prosperous by following the principle of truthfulness. So it is not correct to say that honesty is a hurdle to success in life. Many say that honesty is a hurdle. If you adhere to the principle of honesty, you will be backward. You will not attain advancement. You will be lagging far behind. And they gave examples of people who reached salvation through wrongful ways. I agree that there are examples of such type of people, but these examples are exceptions. The rule that is predominant, the rule that is prevailing, is that it is honesty that bears fruits. It is honesty that brings you victory and happiness. And even if you are not abiding by the principle of honesty, even if you do not respect the principle of honesty, if you are practically dishonest, you do dishonesty in the name of honesty. You do wrong acts in the name of good acts. So it shows that good acts are important. Honesty is important. You cannot do a dishonest act in the name of a dishonest act. You cannot perform an evil deed under the title of an evil deed. If you happen to do an evil deed, you do it under the justification of a good deed. So good deed is very important. So we should try to attach ourselves to good deeds and to follow the principle of good deeds. And by doing so, we can guarantee our future. We can guarantee our victory. We can guarantee for ourselves a prosperous life. That will be all for this session. Inshallah, we will further shed light on the functions of truthfulness in our future sessions. Thank you very much.